your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Going to chat a little bit about not only Joe Biden, but we're going to chat a little bit about what happened this past week with the Vice President Kamala Harris. I actually feel sorry for Kamala Harris, and the reason I'm saying that, I do not support her. I haven't supported her in her current political position since the election. But let me say right now, she looked very, very badly this week, and I have to believe that she's looking badly because she's kind of given up the ghost, for lack of better terms. She had an African-American who was in supposedly a friendly softball interview with her. He unfortunately probed a little deeper. He probed about what was going on in terms of why hadn't she been to the border, etc., etc., and I found it to be very interesting that her response was absolutely ridiculous. Well, no, I haven't been to the southern border. Well, isn't that what you were instructed to do by the President of the United States? And she also said, well, I've never been to Europe either. I mean, those are answers that are totally, totally irrelevant. Jimmy, you want to talk a little bit about your opinion about what's going on with Harris right now? I think she knows that the Democratic Party is starting to giving up the ghost, bud.
Well, she certainly knows they're giving up on her. Yeah. One of the questions that the interviewer asked on the Today Show was, you know, what did she think about, you know, running in 2024, and what were the possibilities of even a Biden change?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she could not actually, she had no answer, no comeback.
No.
That was really, really telling. What it means is that she understands that people around her and people in the party are no longer supporting her. Mm-hmm. And it means the White House is not supporting her. So now they're just trying to figure out ways that she can continue. I mean, they've actually hired a PR company to help build her credibility. Mm-hmm. At the same time, she's having numerous staff members leave her her administration or her office because of infighting and because of bad policy. They don't want to be associated with her. And of course, apparently she's quite obnoxious, or at least pretty mean to her staff. This is,
I think, she's pretty scared, quite frankly. I think it's a combination. I think her emotions right now are 50% fear, which is being transferred over into 50% anger. I don't think there's any question about it. I think she realizes that she is definitely the wrong person for the job. I think going into the election, she thought perhaps that she had a shot to make it work, and now I think she realizes that she cannot make it work right now. Any comments, Jimmy?
Well, I think her ego is quite strong, but here's something that I think is a little bit deeper look into the entire Washington, D.C. political apparatus. And it's not left or right. It's really the quality of candidates that go up and actually represent the people of the United States. And here's the problem. There is a lot of fraud that goes into these elections. It's about how much money you can make, how much support you get from the system, not from the people. And then with the media, how the media will support you. And what the Democrats have, the advantage that they have, is most 90% of the mainstream media are owned by these corporate entities that want to have an administration that will appease their requirements and their needs. And so what you have is this entire facade, a complete fake front of professionalism that actually has people that are incompetent rising to the top. And what I think happened with Kamala Harris was there were people, and again, one of the key people on the committee to select a vice presidential candidate for Joe Biden was actually Alexander Soros, George Soros' son. So that's a very telling statement. They wanted people they can own. And you know from Kamala Harris's history with Willie Brown in San Francisco and in California that she was willing to do anything to get to the top. So what you have is an entire fraud and a facade, but she was the most competent that would meet the requirement that Joe Biden's team had put in on a vice presidential candidate, which was a black woman. And the unfortunate reality is she wasn't the best one. There's plenty of women out there, Candace Owens, there's a plenty of smart black women out there that are doing a phenomenal job in getting the word across, and even in the Democratic Party. But they thought that they, because of name recognition, she would go forward and be able to do something for them. And I truly believe that everybody expected Joe Biden to be out in a very short period of time, and Kamala Harris would be the president,
right,
and that would be able to actually drive the 2024 election, first black woman president and incumbent. But that entire plan is falling apart, as is Joe Biden's policies and right, his presence in front of people. And as that collapses, they're facing some very difficult challenges.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring up one point that I think is pretty interesting. You know that I like to read the Bulwark, and I know that you know you think it really is not a good thing necessarily to read, because it seems to be pretty slanted in your opinion.
I just want to comment on that.
Sure.
The Bulwark is run by Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol is an avid neocon and anti-Trumper. And, of course, he's doing whatever he can to influence inside the Beltway in D.C. That's my position on it. But I do want to say I appreciate reading anything and across the board of all kinds of left, right.
Right. I know you do, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so,
here, let me just read this.
Go ahead.
Let me just read this real quick. I think there's a lot of angst out there about the Democrats, said Charlie Sykes, founder and editor-at-large of the Bulwark, which has become a congregating ground for anti-Trumpers, anti-Trump commentators and anti-Trump activists. This is with the last comment that Charlie Sykes made in this particular issue of Bulwark. He said, this past week demonstrated how he, Joe Biden, has lived up to that promise. In particular, his speech in Atlanta served as a microcosm for a disappointing year of leadership that has cratered his popularity. I find that to be a really interesting interesting comment from Charlie Sykes. I don't know much about Bill Kristol. He doesn't get very much publicity right now in the Bulwark. It's primarily Charlie Sykes and some other guys. Got about a minute here. You want to wrap up our little discussion about Kamala Harris, Jim?
Sure. And I do think that just commenting on that point, on the overall performance of the administration, and, you know, Kamala Harris is a big part of it. One of the key elements early on was when Joe Biden appointed her to be responsible for border control. She hasn't been to the border. It's been a total disaster.
Right.
And it continues to be a disaster. And it's continuing to really bring a lot of concern for many people on, especially Hispanics on the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And they're losing a lot of numbers that way. So I think that, you know, that is one element she's failed on, and everything else so far has been looked really pretty ugly for her when she's in public opinion and public out there in out trying to reshape her personality.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I think a lot of people don't give the Mexicans enough credit. They are very hardworking, and they could be considered to be a very bright race. They are very disappointed in Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.